Fascinating work together there on that duet with Sylvie Carvoisier on piano and Wadada Leo Smith on trumpet. I've said before, in duet, well, small numbers, duet, trio, but especially in duet, there's not a lot of place to hide if you're playing with one other person. The dependence on each other and the need to pay attention to be in sync with what's going on is pretty essential. And these two musicians are very, very fine at doing that, and their adventurous work is always worth listening to. Sylvie Carvoisier and Wadada Leo Smith, may he live forever. And we're now moved into the final hour of our program today. It's 12:04. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. The program is Voyage, 3 hours of jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Moving on to another drummer. There's been a few neat drummers today. This is Joe Bowden's the Joe Bowden Project. The album is called Music is Life, and the compositions as well as the playing drums are all Joe Bowden's. And I mentioned earlier on when I was playing the great album by bass player Rich Brown, how busy he was and how he has worked in a lot of other bands and groups in the GTA. Well, here he is again, because Rich Brown is on electric bass here on this album. Warren Wolf is on vibes, Emmanuel Valera on piano, and Mike Downs on acoustic bass, along with Rich Brown on electric bass. This is neat work. Bowden is basically a Nova Scotian by birth and now lives in Toronto, and he too is gaining a wider reputation, and this project album is not going to do him any harm at all. It's a really neat album. I'm going to play three tracks from it. The first one is called Wolf Ticket. And at first I thought, wait a minute, what's that about? Then, of course, I realized that the vibe player is Warren Wolf. So presumably it's his ticket here. And then a couple of other tracks called Impulse Response, and the title track of the album, Music is Life. Here is from Music Is Life, Joe Bowden, drummer, composer, and leader of this group.
Thank you.
drummer Joe Biden with three tracks from his album called Music is Life, and that was the title track you just heard. Well, still time for some more jazz between now and 1 o'clock at the time that's left. Going to move now to an album by alto player David Binney, who is basically a Los Angeles resident, but has spent a lot of time in Canada playing with and for Canadian musicians, and has an album out just called David Binney and Tommy Crane. Now, Tommy Crane is a Montreal drummer, and this album was actually recorded a couple of years ago and then just released now. It's called The Isle, I-S-L-E, and it was recorded in Montreal. And, of course, the isle it refers to is the island of Montreal. And some of the tracks are very specifically named for Montreal areas. And Binney and Crane are the sort of leaders. But there's other folks here as well, mainly an outline of a number of Montreal jazz musicians. The ensemble has Dave Gossage on flutes, Parker Schwier on keys, bassist Levi Dover, Jordan Brooks and Logan Kane, plus guitarist Thomas Carbo. I keep wanting to call him Caribou, and it's not that, it's Carbo. No I in there, man. And they round out this ensemble, and it's really neat. It is a tribute to the island of Montreal, for sure. And but Binney's playing is always worthwhile. He's very interesting to listen to in his small group, large ensemble, and on his composing. Does a great job, and here he works very well with a group of Canadians. To talk about the Isle of Montreal, here is David Binney and Tommy Crane. This is the Isle of Jam and Snow in Verdun. There you go. alto player David Binney and Montreal drummer Tommy Crane there from their album. And that's sort of neat stuff. And they've got some great, great writing there. The album is called The Isle. And that's ISLE. And it refers to the island of Montreal. And we're well into the last half hour of our show today. But let's keep on going for a while here. Eric McPherson plays drums. And he has a quartet album out that is called the Double Bass Quartet. Well, and it's well named because along with McPherson on drums are two bass players. This is on the assumption that if one is good, then two must be better, right? John Hebert and Ben Street are the two bass players. And filling out the quartet is Cuban-born pianist David Vareles. I've mentioned this before. David first appeared in Winnipeg, his first gig in Winnipeg when he was, I don't know, maybe 17, playing with Jane Bennett's Spirit of Havana, as she was his mentor in introducing him to the North American jazz scene. And Vareles is just skyrocketed then. His talent is fantastic. It was really great as a teenager, too, and it's even better now. Anyhow, he is here as part of the Double Bass Quartet under the leadership of Eric McPherson. And I'm going to play one track. It's the longest track on the album, so it goes about 10 minutes. It's called Cinco y Cuatro. Here we go, Double Bass Quartet. Thank you. drummer Eric McPherson's double bass quartet there with it's a very neat album, actually. I've sampled part of it earlier, not that track before, but it's really interesting. That track was called Cinco y Cuatro. And if you were listening closely, they were switching from 5/4 to 4/4 time. So Cinco y Cuatro was giving you a hint as to what they were playing. It sounded sort of Latin, and of course it was. And a very neat album there. And David Varelas on piano is just always a treat. Well, we're just about to the end of our program today, and I've got a little bit of time left, and I could go in a number of different directions, but I think what I'm going to do is just sort of take us out with a little bit more of the Mahavishnu Orchestra. There's a lot to choose from on the double CD, and of course I could only choose a little bit, so you'll hear a few more minutes of Mahavishnu to take you out for the day. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Keith Black. You've been listening to Voyage for episode number 1272, I think. Long time going on. I'll be back next week to do it all again. Well, of course, with different music, but I hope to be back to do it again. Thanks for tuning in today on this beautiful October 1st day here in the Peg. It's just, I understand it's quite windy out there, but it's also very warm. And for the 1st of October, it's just a treat. So take advantage of that if you can. Look after yourselves for the next week. I'll see you next time around, I hope. Hope you heard something you enjoyed. And I'll take us out now with a little bit more of Mahavishnu with Meeting of the Spirits.